Welcome to Rhema for Today.
If it's not what God said to you, then stay away from it. I tell people all the time, some people come to me and say, well, so-and-so said I should do this. I said, is that anything that God's been dealing with? No, not really. But it's a good idea. I said, it may be a good idea, but it may not be a God idea.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, It Shall Come to Pass, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
You see, no matter what he went through, he continued to believe God. That's one thing I learned from my father. It didn't matter what he was facing. It didn't matter what anybody else said. It didn't matter what the circumstances were. He continued to believe God no matter what. When he left that last church that he was pastoring and went out into traveling ministry, at that time it was the beginning of what we call now called the Healing Revival. Everybody, all the ministers were traveling all over the country with the big tents and everything. And everybody told him to get a tent. And he said, no, the Lord told me not to get a tent. Told me to stay in auditoriums and churches. And even his oldest brother, my uncle, Uncle Dub, who was an old trucker and worked for carnivals and stuff. He said, Kenneth, hey, we can get a truck. I can handle it all. I know how to do it all. And you can go. And he said, no, Dub, that's not what God said to do. He kept doing what God told him to do, no matter what. And you would be surprised at the number of people that came up to him in just about every place we would go to hold a meeting. I said, Brother Hagin, the word of the Lord come to me and said, you're supposed to get a tent and supposed to start traveling. And if you know Dad, he didn't say anything. He just said, thank you, brother. Thank you. Or thank you, sister. And he'd just turn around and walk off because it didn't matter what they said. That's not what he heard from God. You need to get a hold of the fact it doesn't matter what anybody else comes up and says. If it's not what God said to you, then stay away from it. I tell people all the time, some people come to me and say, well, so-and-so said I should do this. I said, is that anything that God's been dealing with? No, not really. But it's a good idea. I said, it may be a good idea, but it may not be a God idea. They said, well, what should I do about it? I said, nothing. Put it on the shelf and leave it alone. If God comes and talks to you, then take it down and do it. You know, sometimes we've got to learn to stay with what God says and not what somebody else says. Now, when it comes to the word, many people are trying to tell you, well, this is what God means when he said this. Well, wait, anybody ever heard somebody do that? Yeah, I got a few hands. Hey, God said what he meant and meant what he said, and he doesn't need anybody to help him interpret. Okay? Now, I know many times when I'm overseas and I see, well, there's the Jensen and there's Grunewald's and there's Laura and then well, there's the Princess. And they all, you know, have our Bible schools and stuff overseas. And now, when I go, I will, if I'm in the European area or Germany or Italy or there in the I did the Ukraine, the graduation, I let the person that's going to interpret for me, I give them my notes and I ask them to read them. Because the way we would say something may not mean anything to them, or if it is something, they may have to explain it before. So sometimes I can say a short sentence and it takes a long time for the interpreter because he's having to explain or she's having to explain. I can say a long sentence and it may be real short. And then a lot of times there's not even a word for what we say. So you see, I think sometimes, God doesn't need an interpreter. I do when I go to these places. I try to learn how to say praise the Lord in their language. And at least that makes them know I'm trying to learn something from their language. But you see, here, Joseph had a message from God. My dad had a message from God. I had a message from God. See, when Dad said we're going to do Rhema, I knew right then that's what Lynette and I were here for. I didn't know why. I knew God told me to come work with Dad, but I didn't really know why that I ended up, leaving what I was doing. But you see, you have to do what God told you to do, no matter what. No matter what. I remember, and I hope John don't mind me using this, but I was working with John, and he had been over there in Germany working with some stuff, and they decided to close down, and they wanted him to leave. And he said, no, God told me to come to Europe. And so he somehow asked me about something, or I called him or something anyway. And we got to talking, and I said, well, John, what is it? He said, well, God told me to come to Europe. I said, fine. Just because somebody else is closing down, no time you have to, just because they say so. And so that's how we got started there, What I'm trying to explain to you is it doesn't matter if God told you stay with it no matter what. That's what Joseph did. See, when God speaks to you and tells you something, he knows you. He knows how he can best use you in his kingdom. Doug Jones working in a factory. And the Lord told him to come to Rhema. Well, a lot of people told him he missed it. But I don't think so. How many of you, God told you to come to Rhema, and somebody told you, oh, you ought to do that? But was it the best thing you ever did? But see, people try to tell you everything. See, and the enemy will bring all kinds of circumstances to try to get you, even when you get here, to try to get you out. That's what happened to Joseph. But you see, Joseph kept believing in what he saw. He was around 17, I think, according to what chronological book you want to use, whenever he had those dreams. See, don't ever think you're too young to be used by God. And don't ever think you're too old to be used by God. God wants to speak to young people. He wants to raise up a new generation that will believe him, like us old heads did. God has no respecter of age or person or nationality. God is God no matter what, no matter what anybody says. You see, we probably won't all have a dream. In fact, very few will. And you probably won't have some supernatural experience. But God is always revealing the future to you as you read the Word. Come on now, listen to me. See, a lot of people won't know what to do with their life if they'll read the Word, they find out. Now, God will come and speak to people. But he speaks to you through the Word by the Holy Spirit. John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truths. He will not speak of his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. God speaks to us in many different ways. My dad used to say it, the best way that God speaks to us is through the Word. He will give us a witness many times of something that He is speaking to us about through someone else. Now, too many people are wanting God to speak to them in a special way. You know, it says in Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. But too many people don't pay attention to the written word. Like I said, they want something special. They want a dream or a vision. They want some kind of sign. Some people will pray, Lord, give me a sign, you know. Well, they might get a sign, but it might not be the right sign, you know. Some people want some preacher to give them prophecy. Hey, don't depend on anybody else to talk to you. Let God talk to you through the Word and through your prayer life. Okay? Many times people will share a word that they got from someone and ask me, well, what does that mean? Well, if you don't know what it means, then put it on the shelf.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering something from all of the Hagin family. First, a newly released USB titled Keys to Peace, which contains 13 messages on peace. Next is Kenneth E. Hagin's inspiring DVD, This is the Day. Additionally, we're offering Pastor Kenneth W. Hagin's must-have book, Jesus, Name Above All Names. And lastly, Craig W. Hagin's CD, Just Believe, will renew your faith. These four items are offered to you for the special price of only $45. To order, call us toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. That number again is 1-888-324-8499. Also, feel free to order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so call, write, or email us at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thank you for being a part of the Rhema for Today family. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, when people hear us all the time say, thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing. Uh-huh. And we're talking to those that are our word partners. And what is a word partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and send us an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send, to help us to continue Rhema Bible College and continue
all the outreaches.
All the outreaches that we have all over the world. So if you would like to become a partner with us, just go to rhema.org/WPC, and all the information is there, and we welcome you to become one of those that's helping us to bring hope,
help, and healing to the world.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, It Shall Come to Pass. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.